Welcome to our public affairs program for KNDY Radio. This is Katie Jeter. Multiple studies suggest there is a science to happiness. Participants in this year's Walk Kansas, an annual 8-week challenge that encourages people to exercise and live more healthfully while working toward a common goal, had access to a webinar that focused on the benefits of being happy. Michelle Lane, the Senior Director of Community Wellness and Corporate Health at North Kansas City Hospital, has found more than 30 studies that found that happiness actually adds several years to your life.
This is even more significant because this is the same amount that scientists have said that you add to your life when you quit smoking. Why is this not on a billboard? We hear all about how bad smoking is for you. It's time that we talk more openly about the impacts that our mind has over our body and how choosing to be healthy and happy can impact longevity.
According to Lane, longtime scientific studies show happiness actually seems to protect the heart.
A researcher studied about 1,700 people in Canada for 10 years to determine whether their attitude affected their health. And after accounting for known risk factors within this population, the researchers found the people that were happier were 22% less likely to get heart disease. Study after study demonstrated that people with the most negative emotions had the highest risk for heart disease, and people that scored highest for happiness had the lowest risk. So Johns Hopkins also had a study where they took a bunch of people with family history for heart disease, and they looked at whether or not they had a positive outlook on life. And those who had a positive outlook were 1/3 less likely to have a heart attack. Over 25 years, they monitored these people than those with a negative outlook.
Lane reviewed more than 400 studies that came up with 4 set points to increase happiness in one's life. She says the first is satisfaction with relationships.
The people most satisfied with their relationships at age 50 were the healthiest at age 80. The other piece of this stone with this study is that loneliness kills. People more isolated than they wanted to be. There are people that are introverted that want to not talk to people ever in their life. That's different. The people that want to be involved and just somehow are not, those people, their health and their brain function decline sooner and they die younger than those that did not ever report loneliness. And so one thing that we can do is to make sure that we are connecting with others. Make conversation while you're standing in line.
The second thing we can do to increase our set point of happiness is to be intentional about finding our flow and seeking out new experiences. Lane says finding your flow happens with exercise.
Flow and exercise. We know that these are important things, but they're easily discarded. But we need to make them a priority. So whether you're a gamer and you find flow by losing yourself in a video game with somebody across the country, or you love fishing, or you love quilting, anything that helps you find your flow. This is why going and doing things like a new experience, like throwing axes or doing a mystery dinner date or a scavenger hunt or something like that, can also help us find our flow, because you're focused on this new experience. And so you quit worrying about all of these other things like taxes and the fact that I need an HVAC person to come out and check out my air conditioner and all of those other things.
Doing nice things for others is the third set point to increasing our happiness. Lane says it's simply part of our nature to be altruistic and compassionate, and being good, intentional about it makes us feeling good about ourselves. The fourth set point is showing gratitude. Social scientists and Arthur Brené Brown has spent a couple of decades studying courage, vulnerability, shame, and empathy. Lane says she talks about the capacity for real joy.
And she said in 2 of her books and in 1 of her podcasts that a single person with the capacity to experience real joy has to actively practice gratitude. And so, you know, our happiness is absolutely in our control, in our thoughts and our actions and our internal, our external communication. It's all dictated through us and our happiness.
Thank you for tuning in to the Public Affairs Program for KNDY. This is your host, Katie Jeter, and I'll see you next week.